It's very similar to the case here in the Netherlands. The basic premise of the case that's being launched in France is that the French government is not doing enough to reduce emissions. And by not doing that, it is acting in violation of its international commitments under the Paris Agreement, and it's also violating the human rights of French citizens. And that was basically also the core of the arguments that we put forward in our case. With regards to the results, I mean, the facts are exactly the same, right? The facts of climate change are identical in the Netherlands as in France. The international agreements are the same. The European Convention on Human Rights, which is also invoked in the French case, that was actually the basis for the judgment of the Court of Appeal in the Dutch case. So there are many similarities.
At this point, then, if we're going to see, hypothesizing on outcomes, then it really then depends on the position of the French courts and the French judges and how they approach this.
Yeah, it depends on how the French courts will also assess what the current effort of France is, and is that really sufficient? In our case, that was very clear. I am no expert on French climate policies, but what these four NGOs are claiming is that what France is doing right now is not sufficient. One of the reasons that they've put forward is that emissions are actually rising and not falling. I think that's a pretty convincing argument. So yeah, in the end, it will depend on how the French courts look at this specifically.
It's interesting to go this route to say we're going to go through the court system, we're going to use the legal system to insist on climate change, when, of course, there's also public policy, there's businesses that are also working on cutting emissions. Is this the way that we're going to move forward in the world on getting emissions down? Is it going to be through the courts and through the legal system?
Well, in all honesty, I hope not. And the reason is that I hope that politicians will do what is necessary. The fact, however, is that they haven't done so for the past 25 years, and they continue not to do so. And because of this extremely long time, these 2.5 decades of basically inaction or way too little action, the situation is so dire that we feel we need to approach the court to demand that our rights are being protected, because the effects of climate change are already here. The action that needs to be undertaken in order to prevent the extremely severe impacts of climate change, which will already be there with 1.5 and 2 degrees of global warming, they're massive. It requires a massive amount of effort, and we are still not seeing that. So in the absence of what we want to see, and that is big political and government action on climate change, I think more and more people will feel the necessity to go to the courts and demand that action is being taken.
So courts are going to rule on these. Courts have ruled on your case, are ruling all over the world. In France, they're going to make a judgment. But so what happens? They say, okay, fine, the Netherlands or France, you government need to do more on curbing emissions, or else. What are the consequences? What do the governments face if they don't?
Well, I mean, we live under a rule of law. It's not just politics that rules. We have three powers. We have the legislative, we have the executive, the government, and we have the courts. And we agreed a long time ago that each of these powers need to respect one another in order to live in an orderly society. So what is at stake if governments decide to ignore the courts is our rule of law, and is the fact that are we still living in this ordered society that we all agree to? That's what's at stake. I mean, courts don't have armies. In that sense, they can't force a government to do something, but we just accept them to follow whatever the courts do. And in most developed countries, that's exactly what governments do. Then they listen to their courts. So it would be really extraordinary if governments refused to do so in the sphere of climate change.